The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here we are, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And Robin ain't here. Doggone it. The streaming is down on whatever app that is. TuneIn, I think it is, unfortunately. That might be the app. We seem to be doing okay here. Am I right there, Mr. Aaron? Am I correct on that? Streaming still up, WCBM.com. That's good. Nice to hear that, Aaron, that's for sure. So, 410, WCBM 680, if you'd like to get on the in on the contest for the package of striper lures, striped bass lures from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, you may give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. And all you got to do is leave your first and last name, your phone number, with our producer, Aaron. And the last Saturday of the month, we'll be giving away that package. The other part of that deal is you've got to go on the air with me. Just all you have to say is I just want to get in the contest, or hi, Alan, I'm in the contest, or you know, something brief like that. Or you can have a discussion or make a comment, whatever you'd like. So that's the way to do it. How about that? All right. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Well, the tune in guys, you can switch over to WCBM.com and you can get the show just as it's coming to you. So thank you very much. Thank you so much, everybody, for playing along. All right. So the notice came out this week, and we got all kinds of alerts on it from folks from what's that organization called? Where is it? While I'm searching my phone for that, I will tell you that we made a deal with CVA again this year. The Connecticut Valley Arms, we're giving away three great muzzleloaders this year, a Wolf, an Optima, and an Acura. All of them are the updated models, the brand new. They all have a scope mount attached to them. I think maybe the Acura has a Picatinny rail rather than the actual CVA scope mounts. I know that the Wolf and the Optima, I'll know better when I see them when I get the model numbers, but I know better when I get them here. I'll be able to tell you a little bit more. But they are on their way, and as I've been doing the last couple of years, I'll be more than glad to deliver them to the winner, that's for sure, unless it's somebody out of state or something like that. Then we can ship it. But getting back to the Biden administration, the Sportsman's Alliance. So we got the news that the Biden administration, through the Department of Education, is not going to fund schools across the country who fund the programs for hunter safety education or for archery instruction. And we find that very sad. So we reached out to the Hunters of Maryland to find out. We reached out to DNR and the hunter safety folks here. Matter of fact, I reached out to my friend Phil Norman and found out that the Maryland program is finances a program of the Pittman-Robertson funding, matching funding that comes back to the states through the Wildlife Restoration Fund. Pittman-Robertson was what it used to be called. So that is a good thing, number one. The other thing is, though, if there are programs affected here in Maryland, I talked to Bill Miles at Hunters of Maryland, and we had a conversation I don't know if you understand this or not, or know it or not, but for the last 2 years, the Hunters of Maryland have been able to secure public funds, $250,000 in the 2023 fiscal year, and $250,000 in the 2024 fiscal year, which started, I think, July 1st or August 1st. Can't remember. It doesn't matter. For Department of Natural Resources, that funding is matched. It's a three-time match from the Wildlife Restoration Program. So once that $250,000 was secured, that translates to $1 million for the Department of Natural Resources from the taxpayers of Maryland and the matching funds from the Wildlife Restoration Funds. If I'm moving too fast, if I'm talking too much, just call and ask a question. But the funding for the archery and hunter safety programs is part of that Wildlife Restoration Funds for Maryland. However, here's my suggestion. States need to figure out how to do this, okay? If the Biden administration has cut off the funding, and let me read it to you. I think what happened was that somebody is looking for a way to continue to destroy our way of life. They took some language and translated it, language in a bill to fund teachers and others in the school system to protect the schools with firearms training. And they took that to the extreme that they said, well, you know, this is training in the art of using a dangerous weapon, and we can't be training our kids to do that. So, you know, it's all a semantic thing in Washington. So, you know, the people that hate hunters, and they hate us, by the way, they hate us, firearms owners, hunters, anglers, anyone who has access to public land, they hate us. They wanted to restrict our access. They want to restrict our Second Amendment rights. They want to do away with our way of life. You know, that's why Jason Aldean's song, Can't Do That in a Small Town, is so popular right now, because small town America doesn't agree with the swamp in Washington, D.C. But my suggestion is, if, you know, funding is cut in your state for your programs, let's go to the wildlife conservation organizations. Let's go to all of them. Let's go to the National Wild Turkey Federation. Let's go to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Let's go to Ducks Unlimited. Let's go to the National Deer Association. Let's go to Delta Waterfowl. Let's go to any of these organizations that have their national headquarters outside your state, okay, and say, look, we took a hit on our funding for our hunter safety education program. You people depend on hunters for your dollars. Why not give that money back to the states instead of sending that to those monies that the volunteers in our state have raised to support your headquarters and your projects that are not in our state? That's just why I've always felt that way, that more funding needs to come back to the states through these conservation organizations. You can agree or disagree, but that's my opinion. You want to try and change my mind? Change my mind. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. In the meantime, you got to stay on top of your elected officials. I'm telling you, they hate us. They hate us because we own guns. They hate us because we access public land. They hate us because we're self-funded through the Wildlife Restoration Fund, through the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. We're self-funded in our pursuits, and we're the ones paying for the land. We're the ones that are paying for the public lands through those two funds that I mentioned that everyone else has access to. But they want to restrict our access, just like they're restricting the ammunition on the federal lands and the National Wildlife Refuges, okay? You know, copper-based ammunition rather than lead. Which means that it's going to impact the cost of hunting on Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. What's the other one? The Chesapeake National Wildlife Refuge Complex. Can't say the other one right now. But You know, it's going to be all copper. How's that going to affect your muzzleloader hunting? How's that going to affect your shotgun hunting? You're going to have to buy copper slugs. You're going to have to buy copper, solid copper muzzleloader bullets and learn how to shoot them. So just incremental creeping, you know, restrictions more and more and more to restrict our way of life. Rant over, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call, comment. We're still taking comments on whether we should give the three muzzleloaders from CVA away in September, October, November, or October, November, December. Give us a call, whatever plan you think we should use. 410-922-6680. Let's see who we have on the line. Jamie in Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Hey, good people. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
So I saw a picture in a little fire in St. Mary's County, and they're catching these big red drums. I think they're big red drums. What bait do you use? And where
say what?
Spot down that way. Point lookout somewhere down there, I think.
You can go out of point lookout, but you're going to want to head over towards Crisfield. The Crisfield area is, Crisfield down to the Bay Bridge Tunnel. That region right there is where the big redfish are running right now, and the cobia.
Gotcha.
The lower bay is alive. The lower bay is hot as it's been in a long, long time. You're talking 40, 50-pound bull red drum. You're talking big cobia, 40, 50, 60-pound fish. So, that's the way to go.
And what bait or how do you set up that rig?
That one I don't know. I've not fished for red drum. But if you take out, are you going to go on a private boat?
Yeah, my uncle.
Your uncle? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use live bait, live eels.
Okay.
That's number one. Soft crabs will do it.
Okay.
Peelers will do it. They're going to want a chunk of meat. I don't know.
Okay.
Enough about it to tell you what lures, but I will tell you if you throw big swim bait out there, big, shad bait or something like that, you're gonna do something.
Excellent, very good.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Jamie. Thanks for the call and report back. Let us know what you're doing and how you're doing it. All right.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye now.
Bye bye, Patrick. Good morning. How are you, Patrick?
Good morning, Alan. I listen every Saturday morning. I don't really call in too much. I'm not an expert in this type of stuff, but it's interesting.
Neither am I.
Speaking of Crisfield, I was just there on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the earth, but we got number one crabs, gigantors, filled to the rim for $40 for one dozen.
Woo! Well, it is the crab capital of the world, buddy.
$6 or $7 a piece for them, or more. But
yeah.
I was asking my wife. I said, "Is it worth just coming down here for the cast to get a couple of dozen or three dozen crabs?" And she goes, "I think it is, but a 5-hour
yeah.
is pretty tough." But,
yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a haul from here. It's about an hour and a half from here. So, and when we live here, so it is the end of the earth. The good people there.
Yes,
their business community is a little messed up right now, but there are some great people there. I do business with a number of them, a few of the watermen.
We were staggered, actually.
I'm sure you were.
And the guy was like kind of embarrassed. $40 for a dozen? Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you. And I keep
All right, yeah.
It's great.
All right. Hey, did you find any copies of Maryland Loves Crabs magazine while you were down there?
Of course, I picked one up. I saw it. Yeah.
Ah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Huh?
At the chamber.
All right. Oh, you got them at the chamber? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to because I had been there like 5 years ago to that place, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't remember where it was.
Right.
But then then she pointed out three places, and they weren't it. And then I said, I think it's down this street, and we found it. So.
Good. Good for you.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah. Good. Good people down there, the Lintons and folks at Independent Crab, Matt and his mother and his wife. Met her the other day, a couple weeks ago. There's some really, really good folks down that way. So we enjoy going to Crisfield. Right, the chamber's a little messed up right now. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we'll get back in business with them. So, all right, Maryland Loves Crabs is online. MDLovesCrabs.com. The new Maryland Hunting Quarterly is online. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. A couple of great recipes in there. There's a rabbit recipe. There's a recipe for wild game cassoulet with venison sausage. Carol Sherrington does a good job with that. So a couple good articles in there if you want to take a look at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. The printed copies will be out next week. But right now, I got to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, you know, I keep talking about them, and I can't get everything that they have into one 60-second commercial. And I might go a little long, but I will tell you, if you go to Backyard Billy's and you're looking for picnic tables and chairs, you're going to find them. If you're looking for anything for your backyard, gym sets for the kids, a shed, a greenhouse, a chicken coop, a dog kennel, a gazebo, a pergola, they've got it all sitting right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have Adirondack chairs, over 300 in every different color and style imaginable. They have them with blue crabs on them. They have them with great blue herons on them. They have all different colors and styles and rockers and chaise lounges and things like that that people are looking for. All made out of the one of the polys that will last you, 25 years. You'll never have to buy another one. So there's that. They've got the wood picnic tables, too. But everything for the backyard imaginable is at Backyard Billy's. Barbecue grills, four different brands. Pellet grills by Traeger. Smokers by Big Green Egg. Grill smokers by Kamado Joe. They've got the beautiful stainless steel Memphis grills, pellet grills. The Memphis stainless steel pellet grills, if you want to build an island on your deck, they've got the slide-in drawers. They've got everything to put that together for you right there. They've got the gas fireplace inserts. They've got the freestanding wood stoves and wood fireplace inserts. They've got the freestanding pellet stoves and pellet stove inserts for heat. You name it, at Backyard Billy's, it's the world. You need to go. That's right. Backyard Billy's, Route 50 at 44, exit 44, Graysonville. They're open 7 days a week. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sport Shop, stopped by the other day. They carry CVA muzzleloaders. They have selected models of CVA muzzleloaders. Talked to Rich the other day. But Browning, for the upcoming hunting season, let me tell you, Browning is the stuff. I like Browning firearms. I like the feel of them. I like the look of them, and you will like the look of them too. The A5, the auto loader, the recoil-operated auto loader, now available in vintage tan. You know, takes you back into the 70s. You know what I mean? It's a really cool looking firearm. The new models, the new light 10 gauge auto loader, the new camo pattern on the Maxis. Now there's a waterfowl gun. If you really like a gun that will come up smoothly to your shoulder, swing nice, that's the Maxis. You want to take a look at that one. And then there's the X-Bolt in all different models for high-powered center-fire rifles are available in all the calibers. Some of the models have muzzle brakes on them. Some of them have fluted barrels. Some of them have Cerakote barrels. Some of them are in a beautiful camo pattern. Check all the at your full-line Browning dealer. Check out Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Don't forget the shooting sports, too, the sporting clays and the trap and skeet and that type of thing. The Satori, that's the one you want to look at, three different models of Satori. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, and we'll talk about fishing the next time, everything for fishing and crabbing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up off Beltway Exit 9. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Robin, what's your doing?
She is not. No, yeah, she's right, she's resting up.
When you do,
I will do that. I will do that. What's on your plans for this weekend, buddy?
Well, I'm supposed to get to a tractor pull today down in Kokomo, but things go right.
There you go. That's five, isn't it?
Huh?
Pocomoke, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah. A friend of mine's first to go.
Yeah. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Well, that's good. I've got some things to do here. I would join the guys over at Mead Natural Heritage to help them with the measuring process over there. We've got John Melvin and Chuck Wilcox, two of our official measures, going over there to measure some deer. I hope folks show up and bring their deer to be measured because we're running out of time to get them measured. Deadline is middle of this month, so for the record book will be out in October, so we just want to make sure that we give the folks fair notice on that. But I got some stuff to do here today that I can't I can't avoid. So I'm going to miss that one. But I'm normally there. So, but Chuck and John are fully capable of handling the whole deal. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. So give them kudos for, you know, these guys are volunteers. Chuck's coming up from St. Mary's County. John's going over from just across the line over there in Delaware, outside of Sudlersville area. And we're just, you know, we're happy that we have this team of volunteers that are willing to do this. They're dedicated to the records. They're dedicated to big animals, to big whitetail, sick of deer and black bears, and we just can't say enough good things about them. So, anyway. So, anyway, what else is going on? Anything else, buddy?
Definitely things off the top of my head right now.
Yep. Well, the weather's been a little nicer. At least the mornings and evenings and mornings have been nice and cool. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So glad to see that for sure. So, all right, man. Well, I appreciate the call, Glenn. I'll tell Robin you said hello.
Great.
Okay. You have fun this weekend. Give us a report next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Nobody's calling in on the subject about the Biden administration, Department of Education, defunding hunter safety education programs. Nobody's responding to my rant. I keep doing it. I keep doing it. I keep doing it. I keep doing it. Question is, why? Does anyone out there care? You know, I'm surprised that the lines didn't fill up with the people from the conservation organizations to defend what they do. Well, we do a lot of good stuff. We do this, we do that, okay? Well, what is your stance on this administration defund programs that build future hunters that to support your organization? No comment? I find it odd. I find it odd, you know. Now, online, you go on social media, and like I told Mark, you know, I don't get in a big debate online. Used to, don't anymore. I will not engage in a battle of the wits with an unarmed person. I do not deal with anonymous keyboard cowboys. If I can't look in the eye and have a conversation with you, or if you don't care enough to call in to the only outdoor show who addresses these issues in Maryland, well, then that's not on me, because I'm here every Saturday for 2 hours. Take your best shot, make your comment, make your opinions known. Don't hide behind your keyboard, okay? Come on. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922, that's how you do it, 6680, that's how you do that. So, all right. Aaron, do you hear the crickets? I hear crickets. I don't hear the phone ringing. 410 WCBM 680. Who's that? Ron, let's talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. I'm first-time caller, first-time listener. And I was driving in my car this morning, and I heard your comments about the Biden administration defunding the hunters and the archery. I had read that article on the Pundit. And here's the thing, Alan. I'm not a hunter. I do own firearms. I'm a regular firearms advocate, and I have 6 acres in Carroll County, and I allow people to hunt on my property. So, but here's the thing, Alan. You know, this funding that comes from the government, I've always felt that it's, all right, let me just put it this way. I'm not a hunter. So why should my tax dollars go toward funding something like that? It's kind of the same thing if you think about, the land, you know, forests and the parks, and I think all that stuff could be privatized and be a much better job than the government does, because what happens is the government just tries to take control of people with the money that they take away from us. Of course, you know, the states, you know, they give the money to the government. So maybe if the states would stop giving money to the government and just say, you know, you don't want to fund our programs, we'll fund them ourselves, and we aren't going to give you the money that you're going to just, you know, give back to us anyway. But it's all about control, don't you think?
Okay. Well, to some degree, but let me say this about what you just said. Are you familiar with the American model of conservation funding that's been over 100 years, that's been in existence for over 100 years?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, let me tell you, you're a firearms owner, right?
Right.
So for every firearm you buy, for every bullet that you buy, the manufacturer has added an 11% excise tax onto that product. That's paid for by the manufacturer. You pay for it ultimately, okay? But it's paid for by the manufacturer quarterly to the IRS, just like businesses do. Okay.
Sure.
11% federal excise tax. At the end of the year, the fiscal year, the IRS takes that money, and it's fishing tackle, archery tackle, bullets, firearms, boat motor fuels, things like that. Those excise taxes are collected in two different funds. One's called the Wildlife Restoration Fund. The other one's called the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. So all that money that we pay for our tools to go hunting, to go fishing, is collected on the front end. We pay for it on the back end. It's collected. It's then distributed by the IRS to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who has matching funds for each and every state based on certain criteria. And part of that criteria is public money going into DNR and the sales of hunting and fishing licenses. Okay? It's usually a 3-to-1 match. So with the decline in hunting license sales here in Maryland, the reason that we went for this $9 increase on the sale of hunting licenses is because over the last 10 years, Maryland has left $100 million in unused funds on the table because they didn't get the matching funds. Okay? That's horrible. $10 million. Or $100 million in 10 years. That's a lot of employees. That's a lot of wildlife management. That's a lot of fisheries management. But we fund ourselves in pursuit of our activity. Not only do we fund ourselves, but that money goes to buy lands to be turned into places like wildlife management areas that are available to the public to use free of charge. Hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers can use the land that's purchased by the Sport Fish Restoration Fund and the Wildlife Restoration Fund. Okay? So we're financing our own activities.
Yeah, I understand that, but the problem is, like you said, you know, the government still has a certain amount of control. So, you know, Maryland's complaining that they didn't get the matching funds. So what's happening is, all I'm trying to point out, and I agree with you, you know, it's wonderful that, you know, we have parks and we have things like that. But, you know, let's just say I'm a senior citizen and I can't go to these parks, but yet they still take my tax dollars and pay for the parks. My point is that if
Wait. You missed the point. The point is the land where we hunt, the thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of public hunting land, is available to the public, but it's paid for by the hunters. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
It's not our taxes that are paying for that.
But you said that there's millions of dollars that Maryland doesn't release because actually
they lost that money because they didn't meet the criteria for the matching funds.
Yeah, but see, don't you see this is all about control with the government? You know, if this was
the government's all about control. There's no question. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, we're not.
We're talking.
We're not disagreeing because.
No.
I'm just trying to point it out. You know that it's a shame that we even have to rely on the government for these funds, or at least try to.
Well,
send it
I think that
to get it from.
I think that was part of my rant that if the government decides that now you keep in mind this is a bill that was meant to fund school officials to be proficient in training of firearms to prevent any of these school shootings and things like that. And the Biden administration twisted that language to say, well, this is training in the act of using a dangerous weapon, and we shouldn't fund these programs, these hunter safety programs for our students.
Yeah, I
see,
I
the
know,
whole.
It's stupid.
You know?
Hey.
Yeah. So my rant,
carry our firearms. You know, we're got a Second Amendment. We should be able to protect our lives. It's part of our Constitution. But you know, it's all about it all boils down to control of the money. And it's just like
I feel like we
need to like stop giving the money to the government and just take.
Try that. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with that. Okay.
But I agree with you on the point.
Okay.
I'm just trying to say from another angle.
I got it. All right. Good deal. Appreciate your point of view. Thank you. All right. Have a good one. See you later. Well, you know, there's a point to be made there. There's no question about that. Point to be made. It's tax dollars. But, you know, if you figure that where the funding is. Let's talk to let's take a break. We'll talk to Phil and then Butch when we come back. Spurry's Tire. That's who I got to talk to you about, you know? Brent over there, if you're listening, I know you can only listen a short time and then you got to go to work, so hopefully you're going to be able to hear your own commercial here today. Spurry's Tire Service. So I'll tell you, you go over there any time of the day and they're full. But you know what? They always have room for one more. They always have room for you. You pull up, you got a nail on your tire, just stay right there for a minute. We'll get somebody out to check it out. And we'll pull you into that bay, or we'll do it right out here in the parking lot. We'll take care of your tire for you. Spurry's Tire Service, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals here get their tires and auto service work done. Not just the locals. People come from all around because they know their reputation. Spurry's has American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's what they recommend. They have Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others, depending on what vehicle you have and what tire that requires. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, no matter what make or model. They have garden tractor tires. They have farm tractor tires. They have all the farm machinery tires for the tractor trailer stuff and everything down to your lawnmower and even your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They'll tell you what's going on. They have the technology. 24-hour service, much more, kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service. That's in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. When you go, tell them you heard about them right here. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order, 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to Phil, Baltimore City. Morning, Phil. How are you?
Good, Alan. How
Hello,
are you
Phil.
Doing today?
Doing well. What's up?
Hey, giving you a call concerning the funding you're looking for, we're all looking for these sportsmen's groups. Until people get out and vote and change administrations, not just in the federal government, but in the state government, things are going to stay the way that they are, and it can only get worse.
Well, you're right, but you know Maryland is fortunate that we're able to use the wildlife restoration funds to pay for our hunter safety programs. And I've talked to people in that program, and you know the other thing is that the hunters of Maryland were able to secure some public funding for DNR, which qualifies for that 3-to-1 match from Pittman-Robertson, which is, you know, that $250,000 turns into $1 million in each fiscal year, which is used for, you know, managing our wildlife and hiring people to do the right thing for our fish and wildlife here in Maryland. So that's fantastic, you know. So we're blessed here that way. But I agree with you 100%. You know, we are headed down the wrong path, the wrong path. And you know, you see the shenanigans of the current administration and their cronies and their henchmen in the different departments. You know. Focused against their opponents. It's just scandalous and sad and, you know, corrupt and everything else. Whatever you want to call it, you call it. And I agree with you 1,000%. There's got to be a change. Somebody has got to institute a change. Or we're going down a path where the government's going to control everything. And in that regard, I agree with our last caller, so.
Yeah, the issue is going to be when it's started, sometimes you can't turn it back. It's too late. So it's critical people get out and vote. We talk to people. Too many of the guys that I work with don't vote. They say, what's the point? My vote doesn't count. And it's trying to convince them. You know, if we can get the percentages up on people voting out there, you know,
yes,
for changing in politics, we might be able to save this stuff for all of us.
Here's the problem. We're complacent. Nobody's pissed off enough to do to do the right thing. You know, we're fat and happy and everything's good. Hey, everything's good. You know, I got my pension. I got my Social Security. I don't need to vote. I'm set for life. Okay. What about your kids? What about your grandkids?
Exactly. You know? And after it gets in there, it's too late to reverse it.
No question.
But anyway, Alan, I really enjoy your programming every Saturday morning. I look forward to it driving down the road. So keep
Thanks,
it
Phil.
And keep talking, man. Okay.
I'm doing it. Thanks. Let's talk to Butch in Parkville. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
Give Miss Robin a hug for me when you see her.
I'll do that.
I just want to chime in on this the defunding of the archery in schools and the hunter safety program.
You're involved in the hunter safety program.
Yeah, of course, here in Maryland, I'm not sure if there's any schools here in Maryland that have any hunter safety classes, but I know they have the archery
and national archery in schools.
Yeah, for the kids, you know, not everybody's an athlete, but some of those kids that they may shine in that archery, that gives them confidence.
Correct.
That gives them something to do.
Correct.
And they can excel in that. If you remember back when the movie The Hunger Games come out, that young lady,
yeah,
you know, shooting a bow, that accelerated so many young youth girls into want to shoot archery. And I remember having a couple kids that would come here and want to shoot, and
yep,
you know, we'd get them set up. But you know, that's
Bucks, Bears, Stags went to the state championship in Westminster a few months ago, and we were there to measure animals. We didn't get a lot of hunter support, but to watch those kids on the line, 600 kids and their parents, I mean, what a great event. And, you know, they're shooting archery, they're having fun, there's teamwork, there's camaraderie, there's competition, there's everything there. And like you said, there's no ball involved.
Yeah.
You know,
and
there's no ball.
It adds discipline. It adds, you know, a lot. So many things that it adds for these,
yep,
youth,
no question,
to get out there and do stuff like that.
Yep.
When we get into the hunter safety stuff here in Maryland, that's not a good subject. I would go on a rant, and many people would be mad.
I understand.
I'm very upset with our stuff here in the state. We don't get the support we should.
I know.
We had to purchase our own computer because the state been promising one for years, and you know, I finally
yeah.
went to the club and got money for our own computer. But
well, you know, see, I don't know if you agree with me about the conservation organizations or not. They all have a good place.
Sure.
They have a good place.
Absolutely.
But mm-hmm. but they have a meeting here. They have a banquet here. They raise mm-hmm. thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and the amount that stays here with the home chapter is minuscule compared to what they ship off to the national headquarters.
Well, you know, see, there's a lot of people like myself. I didn't know that. You know, you figure that, you know, of course, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you figure that money goes towards out west.
Some of it does, but they have a big elk center in Pennsylvania, big tourism
exactly.
You
know,
draw up there.
Pennsylvania is, you know, starting to accelerate with elk. So are some of the lower states, Kentucky and stuff like that.
Kentucky is one of them, that's for sure. So
it's incredible, but you know I want to touch base with one thing, and I'm not sure, and I haven't really looked into this, but the Maryland has changed the apprentice license to where kids can get multiple apprentice licenses.
I did not know that. It's supposed to be a try before they buy, isn't it?
Yes, but from what I'm understanding, one of the other instructors told me that now the DNR has made it to where they can get multiple apprentice licenses. So what's that going to do to our hunter safety program?
Well, that's going to gut it. That's just.
I can tell you right now, for our September class, we have one student signed up.
One student for September.
Yeah. And we got a class starting here on the 16th, and I think there's 26 or 7 maybe signed up. Still
right.
kind of low, but that's about on par for where we've been.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, if that is indeed, you know, you may have to look into it also, but that's going to very,
does it?
It looks to me like they're trying to eliminate the traditional courses to push them towards the online courses and just to have field day workshops.
Got it.
For these students, you know, or eliminate field day workshops at all.
Let's have another conversation about that on another day. So,
okay.
But I'm glad to hear that. Thanks. Thank you. I'm interested to hear it. Thanks, Butch, for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Folks, we're out of time. And Marion Towson, I'm not going to be able to get to your call. I'm so sorry. Call us earlier next week because I got to talk about the folks that fund this program. And that would be the folks at Backyard Billy's right over there in Graysonville. They are great folks. They have everything you need for your backyard, everything you need for primary or supplemental heat through their Hearth America. So visit their website, backyardbillies.com. Most of all, stop by. They're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, full-line firearms dealer, everything for fishing, everything for crabbing, 242-6108, 242-6108. And we We'll be right back and get a one or two commercials in here, and then you'll hear the closing music. So thanks for joining us today.
Aaron? Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I know. Hi, everybody. Get out. Stay out. Please stay safe. Think about some of the things we talked about on our show today. And be with your family this weekend. Get some crabs. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your weekend. See you next week.